This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Makes rhythmic sounds when it's falling. There's music and a newborn baby's cry. There's music all around, and there's no sweeter sound. For that's the way man expresses his mind. As a farmer works the fields, he sings a song.
What a songbird. Tina Turner, the queen of rock and roll, dead at the age of 83, died peacefully in her sleep after a battle with a longtime illness due to high blood pressure and kidneys. Her husband had even given her a kidney, donated a kidney. And it worked since 2018, and then she started to have more and more problems. So rip to the great Tina Turner. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. A day where Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, announces he's running for president on the Republican side. Of course, we're going to talk about that. But when you think of Tina Turner and you just think of her songs, I think most of us have heard some of her songs, whether it was the iconic rendition of Proud Mary, you know, the Creedence Clearwater Revival song, and what she turned that into, What's Love Got to Do with It. You heard her beautiful voice there, River Deep, Mountain High, so many songs and what she did with them. Nutbush, City Limits. How she belted that out, I Don't Want to Fight, Private Dancer, Let's Stay Together, A Whole Lot of Love, and certainly the beginning, while it was rocky and what she had to deal with when she was married to Ike Turner and eventually got away and then struck out on her own, even in the beginning of that when people started to be familiar with her, I've Been Loving You Too Long with Ike Turner is an interesting, you know, song to listen to, but you know, I think a lot of people didn't realize she was sick, or knew she was sick, but didn't realize how sick that the great Tina Turner was. So, again, dead at the age of 83, just a dynamic run of hit records and live shows and surviving abusive marriage and triumphing in middle age with chart-topping music. Wow, wow, wow. All right, DeSantis now just making it official that he is running for president on the Republican side, but boy, the announcement, there was the day before announcement that this was going to happen through Twitter, and Elon Musk, who is a big DeSantis fan, was going to question him, and they were going to release it on Twitter, and lo and behold, the technology buckled. It did not work. People lined up to hear what was going to happen, and it was glitched. So a little bit of a chaotic trip up in this first jump into the race to run for the White House. It was, the whole idea was this forum was going to be hosted by Musk that was going to showcase DeSantis's fitness for the job. The Twitter broadcast of an hour-long interview was intended as the formal launch, but they lost sound for stretches and thousands of users were unable to join or just completely dropped, and, you know, that was the end of that. So he filed the papers, and the Florida governor is officially at 44 in the race. And immediately, you know, some of the words that he used, he said that government is not about entertainment, not about building a brand. So he didn't really mention Trump by name, but he did say did say that Trump, the former president, didn't hesitate to go after DeSantis on his social media platform. He said, "My red button is bigger, better, stronger, and is working. Truth, yours does not." So we'll probably see a lot of that in the polls. There was a Quinnipiac poll that came out where Donald Trump was leading by, and this was right before the announcement, was leading by 30-plus points, just a little over 30 points. So watching this race probably turn into just the two of them unless something unforeseen happens, even though there are others in this race and others that say they're going to declare. So you do have Nikki Haley, you do have Tim Scott, both with the South Carolina roots, obviously, and others that say they're going to run on the Republican side. So once again, my name is Kate Delaney, and this is where we're at in this nation. You run for president, you run early, unless all of a sudden you find that opening and you jump in. But I think some of those days are done because of the amount of money that it costs to run, to get people to back you and all of that. In between. So there's going to be lots of conversations about the primaries, lots of conversations about the debates, what will debates look like. And at one point, Trump said he wasn't going to be part of debates, and then he was maybe going to do some of the debates, and so we'll see how that all shakes out for sure. But that's absolutely looming large and going to be a big part of the convo. In the meantime, we certainly can't drop the ball on this. There is no debt ceiling deal at this point. So lots of conversation, but nothing has happened at this point. So it's getting closer to June 1st, and yet there's lots of promises that, oh, we think we can work this out. But, the House is clearing out because they're taking a break for a handful of days over this holiday weekend. So that's one thing. And with the date so close up against it, it may be the first time that there is actually a default where we don't pay. And what does that mean? It's something that I've talked about a lot because some people say, oh, just default. Let's see what happens. Just let the bottom drop out. But that doesn't work for most of us. That's not a good thing economically at all, including America's AAA credit rating is certainly on watch because of this debt limit deadline looming. And I've said this and spelled it out before. People connected to the military, for example, they would get a delay in their checks. I mean, how long the delay would be, I don't know. But if you are currently serving, that would happen. And if you're a veteran and you're waiting for checks, and then, of course, people who get Social Security checks, too, as well. But the other thing is those credit ratings. So the credit ratings agency, Fitch, said on Wednesday that they've placed the United States AAA rating on what they call negative watch. And they look at the political partisanship and the deadline and all of that. And what happens there is if the U.S. reaches its $31.4 trillion debt limit, which we did when we started to talk about all these breaching the debt ceiling and everything, that's when they start to think about lowering our credit rating, and that really hits you economically. You'd be surprised what the fallout could be from that. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, we got a trip to the man cave.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Something to talk about, right? And I appreciate the fact that I get tons of emails about various things that are happening in the world of sports, and often we don't go to those, but I want to let you know that I am paying attention to that, including one I got from Al, who said, "Wow, Kate, what's up with those fools in New York and turning on each other, the wild brawl with some of the Yankee fans? It's one thing, and it shouldn't happen anyway, to go after opponents. It's another thing to go after your own." Yeah, you know, the Orioles beat the Yankees 9-6, and then you're right. What was really, it's not strange. I said in my book, Invade the Man Cave, I talk about rivalries in sports across the board, and one of the craziest rivalries involves the Yankees, but it's the Yankees and the Red Sox. I think, at times, I'm serious, I think it's almost deadly to be in either Fenway or to be in New York and be at Yankee Stadium when they play, depending on where your seats are, which is just absolutely so ridiculous, right? But, here's what happens. People are overserved, and so it was ugly. It erupted into a brawl immediately. There were fists were flying, and it happened in the stands as things were wrapping up. But, you know, here's the thing. There are security guards all over the place, and they jump on everybody who's involved with that almost as soon as it starts, as quickly as they can get to them. So yes, you see some of the video that's out there, but then you see how quickly that ugly brawl what happened the other day. when in the walk-off. It was what happened was in the walk-off when, and so while it should have been a celebratory thing, it wasn't. And there's a place called Billy's Sports Bar near Yankee Stadium. And then you had people fighting there, and there were people that were kicked out of the bar, and then it just got nasty. And like I said, immediately people dive in and start to separate them, and it that's what happened. A little bit of a thing in the stands, a little bit of a thing at that bar, and you know, there you go. All right, let's jump on to something else. There was something I saw that was worth just at least a brief mention. So you think of America's Cup. Do you know what America's Cup is? It's was part of in 1972 the Olympics, and it's competitive sailing. But it was a big deal. People paid attention to it, right? I actually went back and looked at some footage of it because I sort of remembered it, but sort of didn't. But Buddy Meleges was a skipper who learned to sail on lakes in Wisconsin, and he was part of the Olympic gold medal team in 72, and he was part of the America Cup's victory decades later. He died at the age of 93. He was definitely in competitive sailing, which I thought was pretty interesting because it's so super techie engineering, you know, racing, what you have to do for that. He was kind of this accessible guy, and in sailing circles he was called the Wizard of Zenda. The Wizard of Zenda, which was the site of a family-owned boat works in Wisconsin. And he inspired a lot of people to get involved in sailing in some way. So dead at the age of 83. It's kind of cool to go back and look at some of that footage, because we don't really talk about that so much, right? We talk about all the other big four. I call them the big four sports still: the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL. You know, so much of that happens. Okay, so speaking of baseball, once again, a team is shifting, and we've already talked about this, but it's definitely going to happen. The Athletics and Nevada have reached a tentative agreement on the Las Vegas plan, so they're shifting, they're moving. The state is going to contribute $1.5 billion to this ballpark in Vegas. And this is that, like I said, tentative agreement where you have to get the governor's office, the treasurer, Clark County, which is in Vegas, on board with this funding bill. And you still got to get approval from the state Senate and Assembly, but apparently they should have that pretty easy. And now Vegas is becoming not just a gambling hub, but a sports hub as well, because they already have a huge NHL team. They have obviously the Raiders, and now they're going to have the A's too as well. The only thing they don't have is an NBA team. But the A's purchased 35 acres for this potential 30,000-seat stadium on the southern end of the Las Vegas Strip where the Tropicana Casino Resort is. So maybe this is what we're going to see. It's interesting. They're talking about having the ballpark, opening the venue in time for the 2027 season, because they have a lease at the Oakland Coliseum through 2024. They could play 2025 and 2026 seasons at Las Vegas Ballpark, home of their AAA affiliate Aviators. They could do that. I mean, they have been looking for a new home, so Las Vegas will be the fourth home for a franchise that started as the Philadelphia Athletics from 1901 to 54, because that's originally where they came from. And it would become the smallest TV market in Major League Baseball and the smallest market to be home to three major professional sports franchises. The idea is, of course, the city, it makes sense. They're hoping to draw from nearly 40 million tourists who visit Vegas annually to help, you know, fill the stadium. Wow. And it used to be sacrosanct. There's no way you could have professional sports. Oh, and gambling, they could never. You're not going to have that. It's just wrong and coexist. Now it doesn't matter. All bets are completely off, so to speak, right? And that's how it is, absolutely, for sure. All right, we've heard this before, but Adrian Peterson at 38 says he's not officially retired. He said he's ready to take his next handoff if any NFL team would offer him the chance. He didn't play last season. He needs just 82 rushing yards to hit 15,000 for his career, so he's 351 yards from away from tying Barry Sanders for fourth place on the all-time rushing list. How about that? He says mentally he has not hung it up, that he'll go from there if he doesn't get any offers. But he last played in 2021, appearing in one game with the Seahawks and three with the Tennessee Titans. And this is a guy that was originally drafted by the Minnesota Vikings. And he played for New Orleans, Arizona, Washington, Detroit. So four-time All-Pro, led the NFL in rushing three times, had a lot of off-field issues for sure. But 38, and who else is in the game and all of that, it's not looking promising, but one never knows what could happen with injuries and everything else, because that's the NFL. They got mini camps coming up, and then you get into the training camps. I've talked about that already. And roster spots open up, or something happens, and who says that he couldn't get it? It seems unlikely, like I said, but again, you never, ever, ever, ever know. All right, Thursday is a big one in the NBA because it's the Heat and the Celts. The Lakers eliminated by Denver. Denver getting that rest. Miami took a game the other day, so. The Celts took a game the other day, so Miami leads the series 3-1. This is going to be at the Garden for this next one. No team in NBA history, I've said this before, has ever come back from being down 3 games to win 4 and take a series. But just because it's never been done doesn't mean it can't be done. Don't tell that to Miami fans, shh, because they think for sure that's ridiculous. It's in the bag. There's no way that's going to happen. And they're probably right. It's very, very unlikely that would happen. Last week we were talking about National Treasure giving Bob Baffert his 8th Preakness win. Baffert also had to euthanize a horse in an earlier race. The jockey fell off and had to go to the hospital for injuries. There's a lot of conversations about horses and what happens in horse racing, and there are people that are pushing for the sport to completely go away. I got this one in the mailbag, actually. I'm going to share it here quickly from Bill, who said, "Let's just do away with horse racing. It is the sport of kings. It was great at one point, but now I think it's just too damn dangerous for the horses." Ooh, what do you think? Send me your thoughts. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden is confirming the debt ceiling deal, saying Sunday that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated in good faith. Biden noted the deal keeps the catastrophic threat of default off the table and protects, quote, our hard-earned and historic economic recovery. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Three people have been killed in a shooting at a New Mexico biker rally. Shots were reported Saturday night outside a saloon in Red River, about 60 miles south of the Colorado state line. The mayor said all of those involved in the shooting are in police custody and the individuals were involved in biker gangs. Over 37 million people are traveling on America's highways this holiday weekend. That's up 6% from last Memorial Day, and AAA says it's partly because of cheaper gas. As of Friday, the national average for a gallon of regular gas stood at $3.57, down by more than a dollar from this time last year. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ready when you are.
On Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We are so excited to have a conversation with Kelly Popwell. Her book is called Heart Race, and it is exactly the kind of genre that I absolutely love. This is a story that will pull you in and will take you all the way through. In fact, I think it's going to be very hard to put down. So again, let's talk about the book. Let's talk with Kelly about how she came up with this story. Kelly, thanks for popping on.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Yeah, so how come you wrote this book? What made you decide to write the book?
The reason why I decided to write this book is because I was a primary caregiver to my husband's in-laws, my husband who had pulmonary fibrosis. My dad had Alzheimer's. And the thing is, it's very frustrating dealing with the healthcare system. Believe me, I feel you. I hear you. And I wanted to write this book to help. And it's not only for the people receiving the healthcare, but the healthcare workers themselves, because it's frustrating for them as well. And there's a huge disconnect. And I feel by bridging that huge disconnect of what we expect and what the healthcare system can provide, that will help to get the best care you can, because you deserve it. I mean, really, honestly, do.
You deserve it. That's right. Absolutely. And you tell other stories. You tell a story right in the beginning of the book where you say how things can go wrong that should seem like it's not so hard to deal with. You talk about your son when he was 12, that he was feeling this terrible pain, and it was turns out he was trying to pass a kidney stone. And then when you called the specialist, they said, get him to the children's hospital. But, of course, it was a Friday night, which happens to a lot of people. It's the weekend. Basically, and how long did you have to wait, and what was that like? And as a parent, that had to be agonizing, right?
Yes, it was the person that I interviewed that had went through that.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, the thing is that when you read my book, and it's read it before you need it, that you can relate to these stories. And they're not the only one. And that is not right. You deserve better to not have to go and wait 8 hours to get help in the emergency room. That's not what you go there for. And
yeah.
I have heard time and time again from people how they had to wait.
Yeah.
So when you read my book, you get a sense of how to navigate that. In respect to that, you'll see a nurse who's a triage. And then, you know, you see the doctor. There's certain steps. And to have your voice to say, no, I'm not going to wait here forever. You know, I deserve this, you know, care. I'm not in the emergency room for nothing.
Right, right. And so, like you said, it wasn't your story. It was someone else's story, because you tell the stories of people and what happened when they get there and what wasn't going on and kids waiting. And that story was scary to me, but I can completely understand, because, like I said, so many people go to an emergency room. Now, one of the things, and we can tell everyone this, because get the book and you dive into things that you should do. And I know I've been guilty of this recently, but luckily I had a really good doctor and people around me. But you talk about when you visit the doctor, it's some of this is just basic, because you don't want to have to deal with this. You got to know, especially if you're taking someone, their complete name, everything about them, the address, the list of doctors, what kind of doctors they are, all of that, right?
Yes. And what happens is that one of the things that go over time and time again is a list of medications.
Yep.
So it's really important to have that with you when you go to the doctors. And what I do was a game changer is actually, you don't have to do this. You can handwrite it. I have my list of medications, and I have how I take them and how much. And
yeah.
So instead of, okay, are you taking cedestrine for your allergy? You know, are you taking your nasal spray for your allergy? And they go through this list, and it's like, okay. If they have the list, and like if I hand it to them, then they can just go and look at it, and it's a whole lot more efficient. They love it. It's a game changer. And
yeah.
The only thing is, you got to make sure that if you have a change of medication, that you actually have that on your list. Because sometimes you happen to like just forget about that. But if, when you go to the doctors, it really needs to be accurate and updated.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, you say that. It's good to have that information. Also, because what happens when there's that emergency, like we talked about? So not just the ER, but what if you're somewhere and you got paramedics that are responding? Boom, they don't have the list of your medical records. That could save your life.
Yeah, I mean, I have my file, and I have my mom's file.
Yeah.
Like when they've seen the doctors, and like right now they even print out like my mom's practice about what their blood pressure was and stuff like that. But yeah, that's a game changer, and it's really important. And part of it too is if you have any allergies, you know, that needs to be on that list as well, because that's one of the questions that they ask is, you know, what were you allergic to? So you don't want them, you know, the paramedic or the hospital to give you something that you're allergic to. That kind of defeats the purpose.
Right,
so,
right.
That's important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I have stories about that, like a friend who was allergic to strawberries, didn't know, and almost died. And, of course, luckily they found that out. But if you know those things ahead of time, what a big difference. And you talk about things to keep in mind, and this is a big one. Why is communication so important between you and your doctor or the people that are the healthcare workers that are treating you and the insurance company?
Right. Okay, so what happens is it's good to have a doctor that you have a good communication with. That's imperative. You have to feel comfortable to be able to talk to your doctor. And what we have to realize is there's stuff that goes on that we don't realize that's important to the doctor, that he may be able to connect the dots easier if you feel comfortable communicating with your doctor and tell them everything that they need to know, and to be honest about it. And I think that's where it's important to feel comfortable with your doctor, because then you can be honest about it. Like, yeah. Are you, you know, taking all your medication? Yeah! And then it's like, not really, I'm not taking this. But I don't want to tell him because he's going to go and he's going to get mad at me. You know? And so it's really important to feel comfortable with your doctor and to be honest with your doctor. If you're not doing something, you know, to be honest about it, and then, you know, and say, okay, you know, I'm not taking this medication because, so then he can say, well, all right, let's try this where you feel more comfortable taking the medication. And if you're taking a medication and it does react, the medication, but I'm supposed to take this medication, so I'm going to take this medication no matter what. Feel comfortable to go to the doctor and saying, listen, I'm taking this medication, but I'm taking this medication. It's really making me nauseous, or I can't eat. I don't feel like eating at all, or it's making me really dizzy. So this way here is like, okay, well, how about if we try this?
When people read your book, which it has such a great name, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. Linda, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
I want them to take away that they have a voice. And the main things that I want to take away is you have a voice. Use it. It's okay if you know, you're saying, hey, listen, I'm supposed to have this, but you're not giving me this. Or, you know, you're not listening to me. You're going to listen to me. I'm terrible at that. Like, oh, my Lord. And it was like one time where the nurse practitioner was like, well, I have to ask these questions. It's like, well, I need to speak up and tell you what's going on first. Then you can ask me this question. No, I got to go and give you, I ask these questions. I'm like, I need to tell you this first. And so I was like, you're going to listen to me whether you like it or you don't like it, but you are going to listen to me. And it was a case where my husband, where the paramedics were sitting there because they had to take him by ambulance, and they're just looking at me like, oh, my God, what is she going to say next?
Right, right.
So don't be afraid to ask questions.
Perfect place to end this. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
No,
don't feel like you can't ask questions. Linda's book is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. That's where you can find it, all the places where good books are sold. Linda, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you can also go on my website as well as El Salerno. And you can also get the check out my website as well. You know, if you just Google my name, it'll come up. Linda, S-A-L-E-R-N-O-F-O-R-A-N-D. And the book is You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. So read it before you need it and be empowered.
There you go. That's excellent. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being on.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lighthouse. We have Linda Gallagher with us on Author's Corner here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And boy, what an interesting life that she's led, the places that she's gone and the things that she's seen and all of the music that she's been a part of. 14 albums in all, maybe even more than that. She has lived a life for sure. Linda, thanks for coming on.
I'm so happy to be here, Kate.
So first of all, I set you up for this background. Tell me about India and tell me about your path and what's happened with you.
Well, just to give a very short idea of where I've come from, I ended up at 30 years of age in Alcoholics Anonymous. I was a very lost person, and truly saved by grace, my life began to turn around with definitely healings of my thinking, my heart, and my body. And in that process, I met a beautiful man who was also in recovery, quite a few years older than me, who was a fantastic musician. I myself was a singer, but it had been locked in a closet for a long time. We stepped out together. We started being presented all over the U.S. and were signed by Columbia Artists of New York City. You've heard of Columbia Artists. And we were going on a nationwide tour, and we thought he had the flu. And all of a sudden, Dave was dead 8 days later of acute leukemia.
Wow.
So we were living by the seeds of a mustard seed of faith. We had turned to a higher power. God had become active in our lives. And yet at the same time, when all of this happened, I had 9 major losses that came down behind Dave's sudden demise. And I ended up having to move out of Mendocino, where we lived, went back to the Bay Area, lived in a little room for 3.5 years. I didn't play any instruments. I was not a solo singer, and God had something else in store for me. So to tell you the story about how the Distant Lighthouse came about, one night when I was in so much grief, yelling out loud, crying, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I had had 30 different jobs before I was 30 years of age, so I could do a lot of things. However, I had no clue. And all of a sudden, there was a presence in my little room that I was in this place that I was living. And I was so startled, I just turned as white as a ghost. And it spoke to me, and it said, you know how to get a job. What you don't know how to do is trust in me. So shortly after that, every morning I would go to a little restaurant in Sausalito, have a egg and a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden this presence was telling me this message, which came in the form of a lighthouse out in the middle of the ocean all by itself, which was exactly how I felt. And I started writing madly in my journal everything that it was telling me. What had happened? Why are you, you know, the lostness and all of the fear and the self-doubt and everything. And it was taking me through this journey of consciousness, of soul. And it showed me that I had forgotten the most important part of the journey that I had been awakened on at 30 years of age, because of the grief and the fear and blah, blah, blah. And it said in that statement, what have I forgotten? I need to know. And so in the message of the book, because I feel the book is not just a story. Yes, it comes in story form, but it's a message for everyone, because we all go through these various chapters. Sometimes it's loving, sometimes it's challenging, and sometimes it's very lost. And that's how the world is. And so what happened to me was that I realized I had to call somebody when I was so down. And I called my dear AA brother who lived in a different city. And I called him and said, Don, I've forgotten who I am. And he started telling me. He became my light keeper, which is in the book. It's called The Light Keeper. Mm-hmm. And he started through this contact on the phone, because that was a guidance to call him. He started telling me everything about who I really am. And it was the beginning, a new chapter. I was able to begin to stand up, as fearful as the situation was, so to speak, of how I was living. So I picked up a ukulele, because Dave was this amazing musician, and he had 9 ukuleles because he was from Hawaii. And I started being taught by the Spirit how to find the chords. I started using the ukulele. All of these little songs started coming to my heart. I started stepping out and wanting to share what I had been given, so I'd find myself in this spiritual community over here, this one over here. I put together a band, me with the ukulele, 4 other fantastic musicians, and we started playing all over. It's called Linda Gallagher and Company. And as time went on, then I picked up the guitar, because another musician said, you got to get off the ukulele, you got to get on the guitar. And of course, that was another huge stretch. And down the road, you know, this story, which is really God's message, it's all about within you. Within, and I say this to all the people that may be listening to this morning, I am not just invite you, I encourage you to pick up this book, because it's a message for all of us. It's telling us you have been overlaid on your heart by the ideas of the world, that you're separate. You're not separate. There's a oneness that's active within us, but it's overlaid by a lot of negativity and separation ideas. And in the book it says, you must keep your window clean, the window of your heart. Dirty windows stop the light that you really are from expanding and going out and showing you the way, because the light is telling us the way. It's a lamp under our feet, helping us to walk forward and expand so that our true purpose in being embodied in these bodies in this lifetime, we've lost our true purpose. And as soon as this light begins to infiltrate once again into our awareness, we begin to do things that may to the human piece of us is a little big challenging. We find ourselves in our right place and our purpose beginning to fulfill us, because it's only with the true purpose will we experience the fulfillment and joy of why we're here in this lifetime. So it's like I am today living the life of the lighthouse that finally remembered the light keeper. Oh, my God. And the light keeper, which is this higher place in us, we can call it God, we can call it Christ. It's up to you what has connected with you. But it's real. And it has come to me literally as a light. In the middle of the night, this was back in the late 80s, I was lifted out of my bed into this light. And it is huge. And it's real. And it's ever since then, my mantra is Om Light. Om Light. That's the license plate on my car. Om Light. Because the reality has shown me tangibly true purpose of why I was placed here in this lifetime. And it isn't just all about me. It's to be manifest what I was created to express and to go beyond merely the human, but to realize there is a living spirit. It is the spirit of the living God that's within us, and it wants to manifest as an awareness, which is pure light and love. And so that's the message of why I'm talking to everybody today. I'm looking at the clock, and it looks like I only have about a minute left, right?
Yeah, we have a minute left. So summing it all up, I think you're telling us what you hope people understand. And once you find that out, your life changes, doesn't it? You get that being on purpose living, and you experience joy. And I think that's what your book is about.
That's exactly right. And that joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. And it's like we're here to walk in that light. We're not here any longer to be caught up by the stupid of the world's thinking. We're meant to go within, because that's where the light resides. It's within our hearts. It's within our hearts, not in our think-a-thon.
I like that. Not in our think-a-thon. So you've said it all. Pick up the book, The Distant Lighthouse by Linda Gallagher. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Linda, thank you.
Thank you, Kate. And thank everybody. I'm sending you lots of love and light.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day, dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit LAItreatmentOption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.